Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Emma Mills with the Occupational Health Clinic. I'm here with Dr. Melanie Swift, Medical Director of Occupational Health at Vanderbilt. And in recognition of August being Immunization Awareness Month, we are here to talk about immunizations and why they are so important. So Dr. Swift, in the last few years, there's been a lot of criticism about immunizations and whether people really need them or not. So why is it so important that people keep up with their immunizations?
We have really seen a significant cultural shift in how people think about immunizations. Part of that is due to the success of vaccines. You know, it's sort of ironic, but when it was commonplace for children to die of measles, and when smallpox was, you know, covering the globe and claiming lots of innocent young lives, we were desperate for vaccines to prevent that. And they're really one of the few almost miraculous drugs that we have in medicine. The smallpox vaccine has eradicated smallpox from the globe. Now that we are reaping the benefits of living in a society where these once common childhood diseases are basically a thing of the past, in many cases, or at least we want to think that they are, we've become a little complacent about how we got there. We really got there through public health programs, routine vaccination of children, and adult vaccination is more of a recent development, but the childhood vaccinations were really sort of the cornerstone of our success at eliminating the, you know, really unacceptable childhood deaths from things like smallpox and measles and other horrible conditions like childhood congenital rubella. Now that we don't see examples of those horrible diseases, we haven't had experience of having our children fall ill or knowing children who've died from those diseases, we continue to be asked to vaccinate our kids. And although vaccines are very safe, every medication has some side effect. And so why should I risk any side effect for my child if this disease isn't prevalent? And unfortunately, what's happened is then we start to perceive risks differently. You know, sore arm or post-vaccination fever used to be a very acceptable side effect when it meant not getting polio. But now, people don't feel that threat of things like polio when they send their kids off to school, so they don't want to accept that risk of a fever now or a rash or a sore arm. So our perception culturally of risk has changed, ironically, because vaccinations have worked so well.
Right. As people sort of see that there's this cultural shift, have some of these diseases come back?
Yeah, they really have. You've really hit the nail on the head. There's currently a resurgence that's very alarming of some of these childhood diseases that we had almost eradicated, at least from the United States. Until the diseases are completely eradicated, we have to maintain what's called herd immunity, which is that a vast majority of the people are immune to it. So if someone is exposed, there's a good chance that they won't get it to spread to other people. And if they do get it, the people that they're exposed to are more likely than not going to be immune and it won't spread.
Right.
The problem is when that vaccination level drops below about 70 or 80% for these relatively rare diseases, they're spread so easily that you quickly have an outbreak on your hands.
Almost all medical facilities like Vanderbilt's require certain immunizations in order to work there, even of people who don't necessarily have patient contact. Why is it so important that they themselves are compliant with those policies?
The first reason, and the reason I try to emphasize most, is that they are at an increased occupational risk of these diseases, even if they're just walking through the corridors, because many of these diseases, like chickenpox, like measles, are very easily transmitted through the air. So you don't have to touch the patient, you don't have to necessarily even be in the same room with the patient, but you may be on the same elevator with someone, you may be going down the corridors, the patient's being wheeled past you the other direction. There's lots of opportunities to be exposed. And many of these viruses are also deposited on surfaces like doorknobs. So if you're going to be working in a facility, even if you're not having hands-on patient contact, you're at risk. You're more at risk because of the healthcare facility, because that's where all the sick people are brought. Mm-hmm. So that's the first reason. The second reason is that if you're not vaccinated and we do have a patient that you're exposed to, we may have to control sort of where you can go during what's called the incubation period, because we don't know if you might become sick, and people are generally contagious before they have symptoms for these diseases. So, for instance, in the case of a chickenpox exposure, if you're not either vaccinated or we don't have a record of your immunity and you get exposed to someone, you have to be out of the workplace for a specified time of a couple of weeks after you get exposed, even if you're not sick. The institution has a real vested interest in making sure that we have healthcare workers and the people who support them here and able to work and not missing work unnecessarily. And then the third reason is that it is always possible that you could transmit them to a patient, a coworker, a visitor, a family member. And we want healthcare facilities to be very safe places for people to come. Mm-hmm. We want this to be the last place that you can pick up something like that.
If there's a Vanderbilt employee listening and they want to find out if they are compliant or if they have all these immunizations, where can they go to find those things out?
They can go to our health and wellness information portal. It's on the web. It's myhealthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. There's a secure login, and every Vanderbilt employee can go in and see what it is that they need next to get compliant with our policies or to maintain their compliance. They can also see what's recommended even outside of what the occupational requirements are. There's something in the portal called the Health Advisor, and it'll tell you what other vaccinations, it may not be required for work, but for instance, pneumococcal vaccination or your tetanus vaccination, what your recommendations mm-hmm. are, as well as other screening, which is good to know.
All right, well, that is some great information, and everybody out there listening, stay healthy and keep up with your immunizations.
Thanks, Emma.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this podcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.